Shalom Aleichem, welcome on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Today's Daf, Brachas Samach Aleph 61. I would like to start from the facing page, which is page 120, or Samach Amud Beis 60b, the last few lines. Starting from six lines up at the end of a line. Omer Rav Huna Omer Rav, Mishum Rav Meir, V'chintana Mishmei de Rabbi Akiva. This is a tradition that we have from Rabbi Akiva. La'olam ye'odam rogel lomar, a person should familiarize himself with the saying. He should be common to say the following thing, called the Ovid Rachmana Letav Ovid. Whatever Hashem does is for the good. This is essentially the phrase that we have, Gamzu Letova. This too is for the good. And as I heard, I think, from Rabbi Reisman, that the wording over here is that a person should make himself used to saying this, meaning even when something is not such a difficult thing, not such a great tragedy, get yourself in the habit of making this statement that whatever Hashem does is for the good, so that when it is a very painful situation that really doesn't go the way we would have liked it to go, we should remember that Hashem has a plan, and letav ovid, Hashem has a reason why He did things in a certain way. The very graphic example of this is a person who misses the plane, and then there's a problem with the plane, and he's glad that he's not on board. But it plays itself out in so many ways, either between people or in situations. And if a person, when the butter on the bread, and the bread falls and it's butter down, and it's really annoying, so a person says, Gamzu Litova, so then he's already in the habit that Hashem has a plan, it's a kapara, it's a salvation, we don't see everything yet, we don't see the whole picture, and he's able to cope with more difficult situations that much better. Kihod Rabbi Akiva, we have a story of Rabbi Akiva, Davaka Ozo Beurcha. He was going on the way, Matalahi Masa, he came to a certain town, Ba'ushpiza, he wanted a place to stay as a guest, Lo Yavi Leia, no one would host him. Omar, he said, pretty odd, no one in town can host him. Kol David Rachmana Latav, whatever Hashem does is for the best. Oza Lovos Bedavra, he ended up sleeping in the field. Vava Ba'ade Tarnagola Vachamra Ushrago. And with him was the rooster, the donkey, and a light. Oza Zika, a wind came, Kavya Lishraga, and put out the candle. Oza Shunra Achle Latarnagola. A cat came and ate the rooster. Asa arye achla lechamra. A lion came and ate the donkey. Amar called the Ovid Rachmana Latav. Everything is for the good. Rabbi Akiva was not fazed, despite the fact that he seems to be in a very, very difficult predicament with everything going against him. Beibelelya, on that very night, Asa Gaisa, an army came, Shavye Lamasa, and captured everyone in town. Amar lehu, Rabbi Akiva said, Lav Amri Lechu, didn't I tell you, Kol Masha Osa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hakol Letova, everything that Hashem does is for the good. V'omer Rav Huna, on to today's daf, Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, Omer Rav, Mishum Rav Meir, Le'olam Yi, Devarav Shal Oda Mu'atam Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person shouldn't speak so much in front of Hashem. Sometimes we're tempted to be know-it-alls in front of Hashem and tell Him why we feel He's running His world in the wrong way. Shenemar, Pasuk says, Al tevar al picha v'lipcha yemar lo tzidav lefneu elokim. Don't be so quick to pass judgment on Hashem. Ki elokim b'shamayim ve'ata ala oretz. Hashem is in heaven and you're on earth. So the association, firstly, but also the imagery is that Hashem sees the whole picture. Al kein, therefore, yihyu devarecha ma'atim, your words should be limited. Essentially, every time we daven, what we're saying is that we think things are not the way they're supposed to be. So how do we understand davening generally? So there are a number of factors. Number one, it is true that we always end off with a perspective that things should be litova, for good. In other words, a reverence that Hashem might have a different plan, and I'm respectful of that. However, the concept of tefillah is, number one, that you could actually get a more favorable judgment by asking, and number two, sometimes Hashem is totally prepared to give you something, but He wants you to ask. The Ramchal describes it because otherwise you wouldn't attribute the blessing to Him. And by making sure that you ask and then He gives, you recognize that the bracha came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the topic of Gamzu Litova, how dramatic sometimes Hashem works in His world, that literally He makes evil thrive, because at the end He intends for it to be conquered. You have this by Haman, he just kept getting greater and more powerful. You have this by Mitzrayim under the leadership of Paro in the time of Yosef. Even though it was a terribly immoral place, they become more and more and more wealthy, until eventually, when Klal Yisrael leaves, they take everything with. And Vayinatzlu es Mitzrayim, they empty the place out. So a person who watched the story along the way would certainly have gotten confused. They're immoral. Why should they be rewarded with such wealth? They're enslaving the Jewish people. Why should they be rewarded with such wealth? But it doesn't seem that they really ended up enjoying the wealth. The wealth was put away in the storehouses, and eventually Klal Yisrael simply takes it with them, and that's the Rechush Gadol that Hashem promised to Avraham Avinu. On this theme, there's also a fascinating marmakom in Perek Shira. Rav Luria learns the Livyason along these lines. The Livyason being the legendary large fish or whale that eats everybody else, that he's dominant, but eventually will be zocha to sit in sukkas or shel livyason, in the sukkah made of the hide of the livyason, symbolizing that even though there is the dictator, the controlling one, that's forcing everybody else to do it his way, but eventually that evil gets conquered. And when it's conquered, the righteous ones benefit from the wealth, the blessing that's suddenly released. All of that becomes finally released when the evil is in fact conquered. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining. Have a wonderful day.